You're listening to Radio Caravan with Scott Hayes and Robert Palmer and reporter Megan Jamerson.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I'm Scott Hayes, here with my co-host Robert Palmer, and this is Radio Caravan. Robert!
Good morning, brother.
How are you doing, my friend?
Doing really well today.
You look very handsome this morning, by the way.
Well, I thank you. Good looking. We'll start today.
Yeah, well, that's okay. It happens.
But it's a good day.
It's the first day of summer.
It is indeed. This is our summer show, as a matter of fact.
It is.
We're dedicating today to summer.
All right, how's that? Is that any better? You got me on this mic now?
That's fabulous.
I can't hear this either, but, that's better. You want to turn me up a
little?
You're
fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds
good. Oh, you're good.
All right, so I'm going to actually sit down this morning, I guess. Let me get comfortable. There we go. Excellent, excellent. Robert, as we know, this show is always all just about you. And I know that you're anxious to tell us about your evening.
You bet I am.
And you want to tell me what happened and why
you
are
I
so
do.
Pumped up this morning.
Well, let me just start with a song.
Okay.
Does life get any better than this? Hyatt Regency, New Porter, 8 o'clock, sun going down, 300 drunken Newport people.
And you were one of them.
I was one. This man walks on the stage, starts strumming out one of the greatest songs of the 80s. One of the greatest songs ever written, let's be honest.
Are you serious?
Crowd's going crazy at this point. Fist pumps are flying. Vodka's like raining down like thunder on people.
Are you having vodka?
I was. And here it comes. Pandemonium is the only word to describe it.
You're like a teen popper a little bit, huh?
Then he brings it back down.
Ooh.
I went home and played it last night in D. I'm not sure what chord it's really in, but
you play guitar?
No, I played it in the keyboard. It doesn't translate very well, though.
Yeah. Did you really go home and play this on the keyboard?
You bet I did.
Wow.
Okay, let's bring this up a bit here. Let's hear a little more Jesse. Get ready for the chorus. There's a summertime show, so we're going to start it off right. Here we go. The iconic bad 80s organ back there. Okay, so that's a good way to start the show, I think.
Okay, so are we over that?
We are, but I encourage people to go to the Newport Summer Series.
Yeah.
It's fabulous. It runs all summer long. The last concert is Average White Band. They've
right.
got Earl Klugh. They've
right.
got Kenny Loggins. It's really fabulous.
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, I'm happy for you that you attended that event, so... good for you. You go to a lot of things. You tend to like to get out and do things, correct?
I do. I have ADD. I'm sorry I wasn't listening. Yes, I get bored very easily. So got to keep moving.
All right. Very cool. Very cool. Hey, I should mention Radio Caravan is sponsored by Jimmy's Famous American Tavern near Dana Point Harbor. Regional American comfort foods, cocktails, micro brews, and California wines. It's open for lunch and dinner and weekend brunch. Visit the www.j-fat.com.
And speaking of summer, it's summer barbecue specials there all summer long.
Yeah, that's right.
The pulled pork is off the charts.
Yeah, that sounds great. So go there, ask for the pulled pork, and mention Radio Caravan. Okay, hey, Megan, you're back with us, by the way, this morning.
I am. I've been absent for almost a month.
It's been a long time. Yeah. It's like we've missed you, definitely.
Oh.
And we know that you only have one or two more shows with us, right?
That's right.
Before you head out and go to graduate school.
That's correct.
You've been vaulting up a storm.
I have. I've been doing all sorts of kind of pole vaulting up and down California.
Are you still number 16 in the country?
I am. I have, well, if for just outdoor marks, I have the 10th best.
Really?
But if you have add in the indoor season, I'm 15th. So...
So you're kind of weak inside but strong outside, is that it?
I guess you could say that, yeah. A little better in the outdoor season.
Are you a better jumper outside? Do you call it a jumper or vaulter, I guess?
Yeah, jumper, full vaulter.
Are you better outside than inside?
Typically, because it's just later in the season, later in training for me. So
gotcha.
I usually jump better.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you were saying outside before the show that you're now going to Nationals next week.
I am. I was accepted into the USA Outdoor Nationals for track and field.
Nice.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So it's all the top vaulters in the country, top track and field athletes.
Right.
Katie, can you top that?
We got Katie's mic on here. This is Katie Fetters, by the way, yes?
Yes.
Am I saying it correctly?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's our new intern. She'll be working with us over the summer, helping us to produce shows and participating on the show as well. And have you never seen Megan pole vault, I suspect.
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
You know, to be one of our interns, you have to pole vault. So you're going to have to pick
all right,
that up.
I'll work on that.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll set something up outside on the balcony.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I used to do it in my backyard as a kid. That's true. We only had a small backyard, but we built one of those porta pits, and we had stands that went up to 10 feet. And then my brother brought home a pole from high school. And you could go as high as 10 feet, but I never went that high.
Wow.
So, yeah. But, you know, nationals, what does that mean exactly? So how many women compete at nationals?
There's a field of 18.
A field of 18.
And typically it's sort of a trials to get to make a team of some sort, either the Olympic team or the world team.
Right.
So it's a national team qualifying event usually. This year is an off year. We don't have a world championships to attend.
That's too bad. Does that disappoint you that there is no world championship?
I mean, sure, it's a bummer, but it's still great to be a part of that competition.
Oh, absolutely.
It means something.
Absolutely, so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Next weekend, where?
It's Friday, June 27th at Sacramento State University.
Wow. So. And the top female pole vaulter goes how high?
Our best in the country, she's jumped 16 feet. She has the American record.
Wow.
She's jumped 15.6 so far this year.
15.6 she's jumped so far this year? What have you jumped so far this year?
14.6.
Wow. That's amazing.
She's got a foot on me.
She's got a foot on her, yeah. Are there, this is an off question, and are there steroids involved, you think, in your sort of athletic arena?
I think performance-enhancing drugs is a problem in track and field, as we all see it, happen. Busts happen in the news all the time. I don't know how prevalent it is in pole vault.
Right.
I suspect that it isn't highly prevalent, but I hope.
Right.
You don't look like you've been bulking up on steroids.
No, no. I mean, but the problem is that the drugs have become so sophisticated that you're not going to look like a man like you used to when you take something. So it's more for recovery that people take it, but it's a hard one.
Scott took the old performing enhancement drugs. He used to be a woman. Now he looks like a man.
I did do a story for Men's Fitness Magazine. I took steroids for, I think it was 6 weeks, oral, called Anavar. And you start with 2, and then you go up to 4, and then you go up to 6, and then you come back down. And I was training at the time. And I'll tell you, those things work. I mean, you bulked up very quickly. Your recovery period after working out was quicker than you could imagine, and that sort of aggressiveness definitely occurred. So they work. I'm here to tell you they work. And in fact, next weekend we have a guy coming in, Dr. Lester Lee, who's going to talk about performance enhancement drugs and hormone replacement therapies and stem cell. I don't know what to call that, doping or something. And he's worked with a lot of athletes.
Blood doping
and all those sorts of things. And there's ways to beat the test now these days.
Exactly. There's ways to mask it.
Lance Armstrong, if you go back and look at his sort of career and the fall from grace that he experienced as a result.
Yeah, cycling's probably the leader in scientific research for performance-enhancing stuff because they don't get caught.
Right, yeah, exactly.
They're ahead of the game.
They didn't used to get caught.
They didn't used to get caught,
Like the medicine and the testing is caught up with what they're doing, so...
Okay, hey, Radio Caravan. Good to have you back, by the way,
Megan.
Thank
you. It's good to be here.
Pleasure to see you. Radio Caravan now is on Cox TV, as we all know. It's on tonight, 8 p.m., and it's on again at 12 noon tomorrow, Sunday. This weekend's shows, I'm not sure. It's probably Max Gardner, president and CEO of Orange County United Way, and the one that's following that show will be our interview with big screen film producer-director Greg McGilvery. So if you get a chance to tune in for us, 8 p.m. Saturday, 12 noon Sunday, 250,000 cable subscribers in Orange County and Palos Verdes.
That'd be Mr. IMAX.
Mr. IMAX, that's right, yeah.
Amazing guy.
His movies have sold more than $1 billion in ticket sales.
Wow.
That's amazing, amazing. So, okay, let's start with Police Blotter.
Today's Police Blotter.
I know you think it's a beautiful paradise out there, but deep down, under the sludge, is scum, crime everywhere.
And a cesspool.
It is a human cesspool. It is known as Laguna Beach. Here are a few of the things going on in our city. This one, it's kind of like it takes a village. So one home started on fire. One home, single story. Guess how many Laguna Beach firemen responded?
One.
28.
Oh,
wow.
Ow.
That's good to know.
That was the big headline. That's kind of serious.
Well,
there's like a lot of people to put out a fire.
We're like Southern California is a fire state, you know, little area. You
yeah.
be careful.
Especially
yeah.
Laguna's had some
yeah.
major issues here.
That's a pretty amazing response.
Yeah, it is. Well, that's good to hear.
I mean, think of that. Okay. So here's a bike safety story. So 600 block of Laguna Canyon, midnight. Jason Jaime was stopped for riding a bike without a helmet or a light. Midnight, yeah. Swerving down Laguna Canyon.
Swerving. They actually used the word swerving.
I added that for creative
well,
flair.
Okay, let's not cast.
He unfortunately, not only did he not have a light, but he had 2.8 grams of meth in his pockets.
So. Oh, wow. Well, there
so
you go.
So that'll teach you, wear your safety helmet next time. Don't go to jail for meth.
Maybe he was swerving then.
He probably was.
Maybe he was.
I bet he was riding really fast, too. So here's another indecent exposure. What is it with these people out there? They just can't keep their package in their package. So this lad was out at 428 on the beach, and he was. They said someone was running around naked, exposing their wee wee.
So did they use the word wee wee?
Yeah, they arrested him, and they said not only was he naked, but he gave false information. I was wondering what that might be. No, it's 6 inches.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
So I'm not exactly sure what he lied about, but that's apparently very serious lying to the police.
Yeah.
So here's a park carefully lesson. So someone decided to park their car up on Rimrock the other day. Neighbor called it in. Unfortunately, they parked half the vehicle over the cliff.
Oh.
It was teetering to fall into the ocean.
Where would that have been?
That I can tell exactly where that was. That was 1900 Rimrock Road.
Where is that? Rimrock. That's a tough one for me. I could do easily Wimwalk.
I bet you could.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is. I have no clue. Okay, so here's luck of the Irish. So,
luck of the Irish.
An Irish lad, he was visiting Mr. Brooks. Mr. Brooks is over here from Ireland. He's 36 years old. And they noticed him falling down and stumbling in the parking lot while trying to get in his car.
Yeah.
Before the police could get there to arrest him, he crashed his car in the parking lot.
Wow.
So Mr. Brooks did not fare well, and he's not going to have a jolly old trip back to Dublin.
Right.
And then finally, eco enforcement. Two fishermen were arrested for illegally poaching mussels.
Wow. Yeah, that's a serious
charge.
Yeah,
here.
That really is. I had a buddy who was poaching, what are those big clams, I think it is, up in Northern California, decided to take more than he should have taken, stopped at a microbrew on the way down, exchanged one abalone. Exchanged one of those for like a case of their microbrew beer, and then that afternoon got the fish and game people at his house.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So the microbrew people ratted him out.
Somebody in the what happened was apparently the bartender who was giving him the six pack for that abalone was stealing that six pack too. So it got complicated.
Very complicated.
All right. Okay. Police blotter stuff. That's always fun. Anything else going on there?
No, the world is safe. Other than that.
Thank you, Robert. That's always fun. We've got now about town. And yeah, we don't need the sound. Do we have a sounder for that?
No, we don't.
Okay, yeah. So I'm going to start with About Town, by the way. I mean,
you go.
You talked
go, girl.
About the Rick Springfield. On Thursday night, I went to the Fight Club Orange County.
Oh.
Have you been to this before?
It's violent, no.
It's great, really. It's at the Orange County Fairgrounds in this big hangar. It's like a helicopter hangar that they've converted, and they have, I think, concerts there, and they also have these fights.
They do.
And they have boxing, and they have MMA, the mixed martial arts. And they had 7 fights on the card. Half of them were mixed martial arts. The other half were boxing. 2 guys got knocked out. It was packed. They had a little cigar tequila bar right outside when they opened up the gates, beers, food. It was a great time. You know, a buddy of mine who's a principal.
Other than people beating the crap out of each other.
Do you not like boxing?
I don't like violence.
I love boxing, actually. But the mixed martial arts stuff, though, is brutal. It really is. I mean, they can't gouge, but they kick and they knee and they elbow and they do all sorts of
call each other names, too. It's really cruel.
It's cruel, but if you like boxing, it's a fun time. And there are some show dates coming up. August 21st is the next bout, October 16th and December 4th. That's Fight Club Orange County. Fights guaranteed. Boxing and MMA. I've seen it a couple of times. If you're into it, I would check it out. Why is everybody laughing at me?
Who doesn't love guys beating the crap out of each other? Megan, you take your pole and wax them.
Well, no, I'm a pretty peaceful person, actually.
Apparently, I'm in the room with five women right
Jill,
now.
Jill, you a boxer?
No. I know plenty of girls that like that. I personally am not.
They have women fight, too. Yeah. There were a lot of women there, honestly, yeah, watching the fight.
No, yeah. It's not personally my thing, but I know there's a lot of women that like it.
Yep. Okay. So. All right.
You're missing a great chick fight behind you right now. Yeah. Yeah, they're pulling hair, screaming, gnawing at each other.
Jill and April in the background, too. So Jill's coming up in a second. Robert, let's go about town. And I think, April, you got some stuff, too? Megan.
Yeah.
All right, who wants
Megan,
to go?
Megan, let's ladies first.
Oh, really?
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Okay, well, so since it's summertime, I figured we'd talk a little bit about romance and summer date ideas.
Oh, I like how you look at me when
I'm
you say that.
I'm feeling a little girly right
Are
now.
Are you? Okay.
No. No, I'm just kidding.
Let's dim the lights in here.
No, Robert says to me this morning, I didn't know you were into that stuff. I was like, what does that mean?
Shocking. You're pole vault.
Yeah. So I have a couple categories, a foodie, food kind of daytime, active, artsy, and a classic summer date.
Ooh, I like it.
So for starters, our hip foodie date. If you and your sweetie like food and have an appetite, I suggest going to the Anaheim Packing House. I don't know if you've heard
brand
it
new.
The paper.
Yeah,
open
very
May 30th.
Hip.
They have every kind of food for your indulgence. It's the same developer that did the lab and the camp, so you know it's going to be cool.
Yeah.
He bought and restored an old citrus packing house, which kind of makes it unique.
That's cool.
And so it's a landmark. And they have every type of food from Indian, Vietnamese. They have a beer and waffle sandwich place, a butcher, a chocolate shop, and even a speakeasy.
A speakeasy. Yeah, yeah. They're kind of going after the... The ferry building, kind of like in San Francisco. It's that kind of a vibe, it looks
like. I mean, I always like markets, so I think that'll be fun. And they also have, this is surprising to me, they have a place that serves poutine or poutine.
Poop? What's this?
Poutine.
What?
It's this French-Canadian French fry.
Oh, poutine,
dish.
Yes.
Poutine. Yeah, and I've never seen it outside of Canada, so that kind of sparked my interest, right?
Okay.
Really sticks your ribs, but anyway, maybe not such a good date food. But anyway, moving on, for our daytime date, I suggest going to Old Town Orange. I just think that's the cutest
place. Oh, that is
place.
A hipster place, too.
Oh, really?
It is.
Glassell Street, I feel like it just takes you back in time to an old American Main Street sort of feel. So with that in mind, I think you should start at Watson's Drug and Soda first, an ice cream, or share a malt with your girl or guy.
A little Gabby's Mexican food while you're over there.
Yeah, a little Gabby's Mexican food. If you're into vintage, especially if your guy's into vintage, there's this really cool shop called Joyride. They have everything, like Tie Tacs, pocket squares, old cameras. It's ridiculous. It's like stepping back into time.
Wow.
It's like all things dapper.
All things dapper.
Yeah, no, it is.
Nothing says dapper like Scott. Scott, you got to go there.
Randomly walked
into... I'm not
into,
a dapper kind of guy.
No, he's more of a Tommy Bahama type.
Tommy Bahama guy.
And then, if you like beer, there's a craft beer place called The Brewery. It's spelled B-R-U-E-R-Y. They have an amazing selection of beers that you can either have on tap or purchase to take with you.
By the way, speaking of alcohol, why do we have a bottle of Patron Silver in the room and five shot glasses? Can you explain that to me, Robert?
Because we're going to be listening to some funk later, and you can't listen to funk sober.
Is that true?
Trust me.
Are you really suggesting we take shots of tequila?
I'm not suggesting. I'll be insisting in about 5 minutes.
Oh, peer pressure.
I don't think Jill will. I don't know about April. Katie, probably not.
We need to card some people.
Maybe Katie's up for it. Megan that can't. She's in training.
Yeah. That's right.
I think it's going to be you and me.
Yeah.
No, the girls are in.
Yeah, I can't teach yoga with a shot of tequila. And that'd be interesting.
It's watered down.
Can't even say Chia Pet without tequila.
Chia Pet. For our active date, I suggest hiking in Crystal Cove, because once you're all done, if you go early to beat the heat, when you're done, you can either head down to the Beachcomber for an early lunch, if you're in for a splurge and like really feel like you've earned it, or you can go to the cheaper side and do Ruby's Shake Shack.
Do you know they have beignets at the beach?
No.
Yeah, with a Mai Tai, that's what I have for breakfast down there. It's delicious. Because the line's too long, but the bar serves, their only food is beignets.
Oh.
It was delicious with a Mai Tai.
That sounds perfect.
It is good.
After a hike.
It is.
Dip your feet in the water, have a beignet.
Perfect.
Little Bloody Mary, maybe.
You guys, work it out later, you two.
Okay. Two more. Artsy date. The Bowers Museum has these things called doodle workshops in July.
That's fun.
And they have guest artists that come in, and they teach you techniques, and you get to
Doodle.
Play, doodle.
Yeah.
So the first one's a mixed media artist, which may not be as fun. The second guy is a July 24th is a cartoonist. So you could, you know, go with your date, draw cartoons for each other. So I thought that would be kind of fun. And then there's this new-ish restaurant down there called Playground. It's a tapas bar that they have an ever-changing menu, which kind of makes it exciting.
I love tapas bars. I really do. Oh, tapas. I'm
sorry.
Not that kind of bar.
Not. Oh, mine's in the gutter this morning. And then, of course, the OC Fair is kind of our classic.
What is it?
Date. The OC Fair,
baby. It's coming up.
Yeah, July 11th. So kind of a playful environment, no matter what your age, is always fun.
Don't forget the Alyeska pig race is the greatest thing ever.
Oh, I know.
Sponsored by Ralph's.
Oh, Ralph's.
And they hand out a free coupon for bacon at the end of the pig race. It's
that's
just sadistic.
Sad. Yeah.
They're so cute, though. Yeah.
That's a place that has the fried bacon on a stick or something.
It sure is.
And they have
that and more.
Fried butter.
Fried butter.
Fried Twinkies.
They've got chocolate-covered bacon.
Jill, you got your mic. Is Jill's mic on?
Oh, it is now.
Test says hello.
Yeah. What do you think about fried butter, fried bacon on a stick, and what was the third? Fried turkeys?
They've got chocolate-covered bacon. Anything
Twinkies.
That they can fry, like Oreos. I think I tried an Oreo once. Which
small children, they try some stuff.
Oh,
the screams are horrible, but they're delicious.
Oh, I don't know. It sounds horrifying.
It does, doesn't
disgusting.
It?
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Fried
like
children?
Well, all of it. Yeah. Fried butter?
That's not good.
Yeah, not good. Not good.
I can't imagine.
Anyway. All right.
So happy romancing this summer.
Yeah, nice job.
Some
man.
Good ideas. I like
yeah,
that.
Great ideas.
Thanks.
Robert, what about you? We got about town stuff?
Well, just a couple, but we'll start off with today is, of course, the start of the Dana Point Food and Wine Festival going on this weekend. So that's always fun, and it's local.
And by the way, if you're down there, and you should know that Jimmy's Famous America Tavern is right there in Dana Point Harbor, regional American comfort food, cocktails, microbrews. This is just all part of the content that we're generating
it
here.
It is indeed.
And California wines, and it's open for lunch and dinners and weekends. So if you're down there for the Dana Point Harbor Festival, stop by.
There you go. We've got a great concert coming up next week at the Pantages. Little Stevie Winwood, 66 years old.
Wow.
Amazing talent. Started when he was 14 years old.
Yeah, I remember.
In the Spencer Davis group.
Davis
he actually
band.
Co-wrote Gimme, Gimme Some Lovin'.
Yeah.
14 years old. Went on to form Traffic, one of the most iconic bands of all time.
Dave Mason. Was Dave Mason in Traffic?
He was indeed. Yeah. And for a year, he created a fun band with his friend Eric Clapton called Blind Faith.
Yeah.
Then he went on, won a few Grammys with two of his own hits.
When I was a kid, that first Blind Faith album had a picture of a naked girl on the cover holding a model airplane.
Recall it well.
Yeah, I'll never forget that.
She had long hair.
She had long hair, yeah. He's extraordinarily talented, great songwriter. His solo albums, I think, if you go back and reflect on his solo albums, were great.
He was up for Album of the Year against Sledgehammer, and he won, and it was very sad.
Yeah.
Very sad.
He's looking a little older, though. He's 66.
66, but he can still play, and he can still sing. He's amazing.
Are you going?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet. Okay. I've seen him a couple times.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
Yep.
But since it is summer, I thought I'd talk about some of the summer festivals, food and music going on all over the country. Because I know you've got some free time. So everybody knows and loves Lollapalooza is coming up in Chicago. It's an eclectic mix. It's over there in Grant Park. It's fabulous. Food, wine, music. And that's in August. This year we've got bands such as Macklemore, Foster the People, Arctic Monkeys, and our own Blink 182 right here from Dana Point.
Wow.
Encourage that.
Blink 182 is from Dana Point?
They are. The Naked Drummer. I had dinner with him once.
Was he naked?
Yeah.
He fortunately had his clothes on at the time.
Why do they call him the Naked Drummer?
He's famous for playing naked.
Oh.
He just likes to do that. Electric Daisy Carnival, if you're into acid and PCP and techno, it's in Vegas.
I'm there.
Always good. That's June 20th to 22nd, being this weekend. So get your game on right now if you want to go see that. Because literally, you've got to get on a plane right now if you want to see that.
Okay.
And, of course, the iconic stoner festival of all time, Burning Man, coming up August 25th through September 1st. Love Burning Man.
That's where our friend Brendan Hunt was inspired to write Absolutely Filthy.
It is indeed, and it certainly has a Burning Man feel to it, doesn't it? Now, if you like food, there are a bunch of great festivals. You've got, of course, the National Cherry Festival, and that's over in Traverse, Michigan. That's in July this year. Speaking of Chicago, Taste of Chicago. That's also fantastic. Hundreds, thousands of people line the streets for that. I've been to that. A lot of fun. July 9th through 13th. And who doesn't like garlic? Jill, I know you like garlic. The Gilroy Garlic Festival.
Well, I'm a Chicago girl.
So well, there you go. There you go.
That Taste of Chicago.
Isn't it a blast?
Well.
It's madness.
It's hot with lots of people eating and sticky things on their fingers. It's like kind of, you know.
Well, not so much for you.
Yeah, tummy twerking.
A little overwhelming, is it?
Yeah.
I've been to the Garlic Festival.
They have that little garlic mascot guy running around.
Yeah,
everywhere.
And
adorable.
They have garlic ice cream. Which
exactly. Yeah. Well, that's July 25th through 27th, mm-hmm. if you want to make it back up there. And then who doesn't like lobster? Maine Lobster Festival. Get a load of this. 200 tents with 20,000 pounds of lobster.
Wow.
July 3rd. Bite of Oregon, otherwise known as Bite Me Oregon, as I like to call it. That's a big one there. August 8th through 10th. The Hawaii Food and Wine Festival is coming up. August 29th. And, of course, the granddaddy of them all, the Aspen Food and Wine Classic. This very weekend, hosted by a number of iconic chefs.
I love Aspen.
I love Aspen, too. It's a great festival, too.
Yeah, is it? Yeah. I've never been to the festival, but great area, great community.
So check some of those out this summer.
Beautiful, beautiful. Hey, in the studio, we also have, of course, our healthy lifestyle coach, Jill Harvey. Good morning, young lady.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Fabulous.
Good. How's Roger?
I guess Roger's okay.
Yeah, you know, we were just talking about
have
him.
Have you seen him lately?
On and off, you know.
Does he still listen to the show?
Yeah.
He does? Would he be listening right now?
Most likely.
Well, shout out to Roger.
Let's give a shout out to Roger. Roger, hope you're doing well. If you want to call in, Roger, and say hello, the phone number is 949-715-5936. 949-715-5936.
Your wife misses you. Call in.
Yeah. We miss you, Roger. So if you want to call in, is the light coming on yet?
No.
Not yet. All right. We'll keep waiting.
Well, Scott misses you. I miss you at least.
Thank you. At least somebody does. Okay, Miss Jill, what are we going to talk about this morning?
Well, besides people running around with their pants off and no helmets, right? That was interesting.
Exactly.
Water. Yeah.
With a pocket full of meth.
Well, being summer, we're going to talk about the sunshine vitamin, which is what?
Vitamin D.
Yes. Woo. It's vitamin D. So.
Is that the phone?
That's the studio
phone. Oh, that's the studio phone. Hey, Roger, if you're calling in, it's 949-715-5936. Is that the right number? Do we know, April?
Yeah, well, that's okay. It. We're good.
That's just a random number.
Yeah. Random number.
Okay, Joel, I'm sorry.
No worries.
Vitamin D.
Vitamin D.
So what is vitamin D? It actually is more like a hormone in the body, and it helps the body absorb, utilize, and regulate calcium and phosphorus absorption. So it really promotes mineralization of the bones. Very, very important, right? And its benefits, it's an anti-inflammatory, and with the bones, it can prevent osteoporosis. It really boosts and supports your immune system. So it's really important for the immune system. Mm-hmm. It also can protect against possible autoimmune disorders such as MS, which is really, they're finding some great research on that, and rheumatoid arthritis. Mm. Also, prevention of hypertension, which is high blood pressure, and type 2 diabetes. So we're also looking at, it's a mood booster. It lifts depression. So they're finding people who are a little down, like that SAD disorder, seasonal affectiveness disorder, in regions where they don't get sun year-round. Mm-hmm. You know, they increase their intake of vitamin D. And a lot of research and many doctors like Dr. Mercola and Dr. Andrew Weil, they're finding a lot of strong evidence supporting people who have cancer, as many as 18 different cancers are deficient in vitamin D. Hmm. So this is really becoming quite a hot topic of, you know, our health and really where it's supporting our systems at a deeper level. It's more important as we get older. Over the age of 40, you don't manufacture as much. So in your 20s, you are manufacturing an enzyme that helps when you synthesize it from the sun. Mm-hmm. So that depletes as one moves past 40. And, you know, you can have a blood test to see where your levels are. Have any of you ever had a blood test?
I have one once.
Yeah?
And I was actually deficient. See? For as much sun as I get, I still was deficient.
Yeah, they're finding that some people, just their receptor sites aren't as active as others, so they're not going to utilize it or transform it from the sun.
Yeah.
So, and then how do we increase and get more vitamin D? Well, again, getting out in the sun, and they're really, you know, we become afraid of so many things in life, afraid of the air, afraid of the water, afraid of the sun. So we're covering up, we're wearing sunscreen, and the deficiencies of vitamin D are increasing because of that. Yeah. So they're really recommending good 10 to 15 minutes every day, unprotected.
So if you slather yourself in lotion, will that block out the vitamin D benefits?
Yes. Oh. Yeah. Plus, they're now also linking some of these sunscreens have really carcinogenic elements in them, and when they're combined with heat, you know, your skin is transdermal. It's not a good mix. So,
well, look at her go. Transdermal. I love that.
I once dated a transdermite. It's very confusing.
I'll bet. But so, a fun evening, nevertheless, right?
She was polymorphously perverse, though. It was
interesting. Were you aware it was that type of a...
It was awkward how I found out.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Still a little scarred by it.
I bet you are. It looks like it.
Yeah.
So then the other way to get it is through supplementation as right. well. You know, and you really want to be careful of your source. They recommend D3 is the best way. D2 is not as readily used in the body. Mm-hmm. So D3, and they're saying anywhere from 600 mm-hmm. to 2,000 international units. Hmm. The upper limit, which could be toxic, because it is a fat-soluble vitamin, is 8,000 to 10,000. But if they find you're deficient, sometimes they will give you that much just to boost you back up. So, again, in those areas where the population of people don't get a lot of sun, they're going to have higher needs for supplementation.
Like Portland.
Portland. Like Chicago in the winter.
Seattle.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the darker your skin is, the more you're going to need. Hmm. Because you're not, again, synthesizing it from the sun as much. And then certain medications can deplete that. But on that note, too, you always want to check with your doctor and make sure there are no adverse interactions with medication you may be taking and the vitamin D. It is fat-soluble. So on fat-soluble vitamins, you always want to ingest a little bit of fat while you're taking it because it helps transport it. And, again, knowing the source, right? So a lot of foods, because foods have vitamin D, but it's very hard to get your daily allotment from that. Mm-hmm. So your best foods are eggs, especially the yolk, salmon, tuna, mackerel, sardines. But then we have the fortified milks and cereals. But that's not the best way to get it because then you're getting sugar, you're getting artificial flavorings. You want to make sure if you're taking in any dairy, hormone-free, grass-fed cows. But that's a vitamin D2 they're fortifying it with mainly, and that's not as absorbed into the body. So D3 is the way to go. Get out into the sun, have a good time, go on that summertime date.
Yeah.
Hiking in the sun.
Jill, you're very knowledgeable.
My gosh, thank you.
Yeah, you bring in some great information. I hope people are listening and paying attention and, you know, applying some of your suggestions to their lives.
Yeah.
You're going to be in next week when Dr. Lester Lee comes in, and we're going to talk about hormone replacement therapy and testosterone and stem cell research and all that good stuff.
All this anti-aging stuff.
Anti-aging stuff, right. Yeah. And it's becoming we're sort of on the cutting edge of all this stuff, apparently. So.
Seems like it.
He's going to be an extremely knowledgeable guy for next week, and you're going to be helpful in that conversation.
It's exciting.
Yeah,
look forward to it.
Yeah. Thank you, Jill. Thank you very much.
Happy summer.
Thank you so much.
See you next weekend for sure.
Bye.
So you want to move now to Legends of Rock, and how do these shots factor in, Robert?
Legends of Rock.
Legends of Rock.
First, let's open the bottle.
That's it. Thank you.
That was a good sound, wasn't it?
That was a beautiful sound. You did that well. Jill, you're not joining us, apparently.
Oh, no.
And is it illegal to talk on the radio and drink alcohol?
It is not.
Okay.
And we trust Robert that he really did his research on this.
Katie, you want to come back and join us? Katie, Megan, you're not joining
us? I'm not joining.
Katie?
Get in here, girl. Here we go.
Don't feel pressured.
April?
April?
No.
It's never
probably
too early
for April.
It's too early for tequila.
She was needing a nap earlier.
Yeah.
I'll cheers with some water.
Okay. There we go. So this is the throne, silver.
These are some beautiful glasses from Istanbul.
Oh, these are gorgeous.
It smells nice.
A ginormous bottle of Patron.
Robert the World Traveler.
And explain to us now why we're going through this process.
Because to properly appreciate funk, you need to be in a bit of a funk.
I feel like I need to start playing some music here.
How is it?
Cheers. Oh, that's delicious. Yeah, we'll sip it.
Are we sipping?
Cheers.
You can shoot or
Cheers
sip. I prefer
funk.
To sip as I go through.
Cheers to funk. All right, there you go.
So today we're featuring none other than the hardest working man in show business.
I love that first bite. I just love that first. Sorry, I love that first
Isn't that
sort
good?
Of intake of tequila. Warms up the body.
Doesn't it? You see, it was a good idea.
It's a great idea.
What do you think?
I think we ought to make this a routine. You know, Katie?
It's not just for breakfast anymore,
Radio Caravan,
Katie.
Right?
You got to bust out. It's great in Fruit Loops.
Oh, no.
Right. And you get your vitamin D at the same time.
It's really good. Right.
Okay, soul brother number one.
Okay, go.
The godfather of soul, Mr. Dynamite, Mr. Please, Please. None other, please, ladies and gentlemen. Please. James Brown. James Brown was born on May 3, 1933, in Barnwell, South Carolina, to 20-year-old Joseph Joey James and his 16-year-old wife. Susie Brown. Oddly, he was supposed to be named Joseph James Brown, but they were so illiterate they screwed up his birth certificate and put the name backwards. The man lived in extreme poverty. Indeed, they finally had him move to Augusta, Georgia, where her mother's sister lived in a brothel. James was dead poor. Just to stay alive, he danced for the soldiers at a nearby base, picked cotton, washed cars, and shined shoes. As James later said, "I started shining shoes for 3 cents. Then it went up to 5 cents, then it went up to 6 cents. By the time I was 9 years old, I got my first pair of real underwear." Oddly enough, he was thrown out of school when he was 12 years old. You want to know why? Insufficient clothing.
Why? Man, he just couldn't afford the clothing?
Couldn't afford clothing.
Well, that's interesting.
Went on to try and play baseball, became a boxer for a while.
Really?
But nothing really came of it. Indeed, he thought it was time to start a life of crime, so he went and got his ass thrown in jail. And while in jail, he formed a gospel choir. And when he got out, he had a madman crush on Little Richard, and he wrote Little Richard. He wanted to work with him or play with him, so Little Richard heard him and wrote on a napkin the words, "Please, please, please," and said, my producer will go make a song for you. James Brown walked into the studio, wrote "Please, Please Me," and guess what? The Famous Flames and James Brown went to number one, and his career was off and rocking.
Wow.
By 1958, he released a second ballad, "Try Me." This, too, went to number one on the R&B charts, as would many, many, many more. He began touring. Indeed, up to his death, he toured 330 days a year on average, thus earning the title Hardest Working Man in Show Business. 1962, he played the Apollo, one of the most famous live albums of all time, James Brown, Live at the Apollo. Sold over 1 million copies and stayed on the charts for a remarkable 14 long, long months. By 1964, he wanted some more commercial success, so he started producing some of his own music. He began hipping up his beat. He began creating an entirely new sound, and he came up with "Papa's Got a Brand New Bag."
Let this go a little bit. I'm starting to feel the tequila, by the way.
This is good tequila music, girl. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Thank you.
Year later, another hit, "I Got You."
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I could.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're on.
I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got you. Wow! I feel nice.
Now, one of my favorites, a beautiful, beautiful song. Very sexist, I might add. "It's a Man's World." Little strings there. Kind of Barry White-ish to come.
Yeah. "This is a man's world." Great song. "It is a man's world." Don't you
dedicating this to all the ladies out there today?
I have to respectfully disagree.
I figured as much.
We're outvoted.
Without a woman or a girl. Are you done with your tequila yet?
Oh no.
"You see, man made the cars."
I'm going to need a nap today.
1967, he created an entirely new sound, and most music critics call this the first funk song ever written. The iconic, the wonderful number one R&B hit, "Cold Sweat." Listen, sound had never existed before the song came out. Funky bass line, little organ, little backbeat on the drum.
Funky bass line. Drop the bass.
He's barely even singing, just kind of had this muttering style. Indeed, he's credited as creating rap and hip-hop.
Is that true?
All great artists say he was the father of rap and
hip-hop. I can see that. That makes sense. How are you doing on that tequila, kid?
Well, Soul Brother number one kicked ass during the 60s, but the 70s weren't so good to him. Indeed, most of his band walked out on him because he couldn't afford to pay him.
Oh.
So he partnered up with a band out of Chicago called the Pacemakers. And one of them, their members, was none other than Bootsy Collins.
Not Bootsy.
Bootsy would stay a year and later went on to form, remember his band?
Sure.
Parliament and Funkadelic.
Well, of course.
We didn't. But while there, he and Bootsy put together one great song, Little Sex Machine.
What's the title of this song? Sex Machine? Robert? Robert?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Not on your list.
Oh.
Oh, there it is. Get up. I feel like being.
I think I'm one behind. Excuse me.
Here we go.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Yeah.
Love this song.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Get up. Get on up. Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Little hair of the dog.
What's that sound?
Little hair of the dog for you?
Get on up. Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Maybe I saw it this morning and figured that's what it was.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
I like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Oh, wait a minute. Shake your arm.
That same year, he was also super, super bad.
Yeah.
Stay on the scene. Watch me. Watch me.
Watch me.
I got it.
I got it.
Watch me.
Watch me.
I got it.
I got
hey!
It.
Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout.
Tequila's taking effect over there.
Tequila,
that tells
really
me what it's all about.
You get me on tequila.
I got soul, and I'm super bad.
Super bad.
I got soul.
Two events occurred in 1972 that almost destroyed his career.
Yeah.
One was he forgot to pay the IRS $2 million.
Ouch.
You know what the other was?
No.
He sang at Richard Nixon's inauguration.
Whoops.
Uh-oh.
And he publicly backed him. He lost almost his entire black audience.
Oh, well, that's very interesting, yeah. I wonder why he decided to do that.
I don't know, but one good thing came out of 1972.
Yeah.
At least he got on the good foot.
Super bad.
Hit me. Get on down.
April's looking at me, giving me the stink eye. Like I'm doing something wrong over here.
So by the late 70s, disco came along, and in addition to Richard Nixon, his career was getting crushed. But a little movie came along called Rocky IV.
I remember this.
And probably the worst song he ever did, but it was a catchy little hit.
It was a catchy little hit.
Put him back on the charts. 1986, a little Living in America.
Let's play this one a little bit. Let's hear this a little bit. Turn it up a little bit, man.
He was a patriot. He went over to Vietnam, played for the troops.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A little loud. Am I not getting it loud?
Oh, super highways, coast to coast, easy to get anywhere.
This very same year, he was inducted into the Rock Hall of Fame, the first year they had a class inducted.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
2 years later, to celebrate, he decided it'd be a great idea to get whacked out of his mind on PCP and randomly showed up at an insurance symposium with a shotgun.
Are you sure about this?
I'm very sure about that.
Wow.
Well known. The police did not appreciate it.
Yeah.
Chased him through the streets of Georgia, eventually shot out his tires. He did almost 2 years in prison for that.
Yeah. Wow, that's too bad.
You may recall he later beat the hell out of his wife with a lead pipe, did some more prison time for that with some PCP.
Not good.
Not at all. Very unfortunate. He also starred in the Jackie Chan movie in 2002 in a live-action fight scene. Unfortunately, Jackie actually knocked him out and had to finish his part for him.
Well, he probably
which
deserved
I find
it.
Pretty funny. What's not funny, though, is August 20th, 2006, did his last show in San Francisco the following night in Arcadia, and he performed in front of 80,000 people in Ireland. He went on Irish TV to accept a UK Music Award and died Christmas Day.
Wow.
Interestingly, because it was Christmas, his good friend, the Reverend Al Sharpton, couldn't get a flight or the body out. So Al Sharpton and the funeral director personally drove James Brown's body all the way up to the Apollo Theater for the funeral.
Wow.
James Brown, if you ever saw him, and I was lucky enough to see him three times, had an iconic show.
Yeah.
He had almost 50 people he employed. Everyone was referred to as Mr. You wore a tuxedo, a tie, and a cummerbund.
And a cummerbund.
And if you weren't properly attired, you didn't get on the set. During most of the show, he had three guitar players, two bass players, two drummers, a horn section, a percussion section. 50 freaking people. My favorite thing was he had what's called the Cape Ceremony, run by his MC, Mr. Danny Ray. Danny Ray, I think, outlived him, lived into his 90s. He'd be singing Please Please Me, and in the middle, he would collapse from exhaustion. Mr. K would come out, put a cape on him, usher him off the stage as he was exhausted. Right as he was leaving the stage, he would throw the cape off, run back to the mic, and bust in to Please Please Me one more time. Indeed, to this day, the likes of Michael Jackson, Justin Timberlake, Prince, and every other great performer has done nothing but stolen his act, if you've ever seen it.
Yeah.
The wonderful, the legendary, Mr. James Brown.
Wow. Woo. Very nice. Nice job. Let's hear this a little bit, Megan. Only if you have one.
You bet.
Thank you.
You can kind of see Rocky dance around right now. You can almost hear him yelling, "Cut me, Mick. Cut me, Mick."
Yeah, exactly. You know when that first Rocky movie came out, by the way? Do you remember the first Rocky movie, Sylvester Stallone?
One of the finest movies ever made.
You know, I remember the story that he spent, I don't know, 7 years trying to pitch that script. And what was holding him back from selling it was he wanted
to play. He couldn't talk.
He wanted to play Rocky.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, for somebody to hold out for 7 years on a script so they could play the role is pretty impressive.
The most famous rental movie of all time.
Is Rocky?
Nope.
Oh.
Shawshank Redemption.
Well, how'd we get there?
The writer held out for 5 years.
Oh.
He insisted on directing it.
Oh, wow.
They had lined up a number of very famous directors to do it, and he refused to let anyone but him direct it.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was a bomb when it came out, but today it's the most successful rental and TV movie in history. It's played more than any other movie.
Yeah. Well, let me back up, though. Shawshank Redemption, is that what you said?
I did. Fantastic movie.
But, of course, it's based on a Stephen King short, right?
It is indeed. And when they filmed it, Stephen King reminded him that there were no black men in Connecticut in prison, and maybe he shouldn't be so literal with the book, but they did it.
Yeah. If you had to pick the best adaptation movie-wise of a Stephen King novel or short, what would it be? Do you have any sense of that?
It would be Shawshank by a long shot.
You think so, yeah?
Although The Shining was pretty damn good.
Shining was pretty damn good, but I heard that the first Shining that it did with Jack Nicholson, that Stephen King didn't like it at all. There was something about the production of that or the narrative that they sort of shifted in the story based on the book, and he didn't like the end of it. Although I love Jack Nicholson in that role.
Thought it was fabulous.
Yeah. Do you think we can get Jack Nicholson in this room?
He's here now, actually. He's in the waiting room. He's in the green room.
Uh-huh. Who do you think you could reach out and get for us? What would be the biggest name we can bring into this Radio Caravan show in the next 30 to 60 days? Let's do this. Let's put a call out. Figure out who that is. We'll make some calls. We'll send out some emails. We'll keep pushing this agenda, kind of like a Rosie show or something, and we'll keep pushing and pushing and pushing until we can get somebody in of a big name.
I'm thinking Boutros-Ghali, former general counsel of the United Nations.
Okay, well, how do we go there?
I don't know. I just love saying Boutros-Ghali. How often are you going to say that? Speaking of which, did you know that Colin Powell appointed James Brown the ambassador of funk to the United States of America?
Is that true?
It is true, actually.
Oh, that's interesting.
There was no official position, but he gave him that title.
Do you like doing the research on these legends of rock?
I do.
Yeah. You do some extensive research, and they're always interesting.
I do.
Yeah. Hey, Katie's in the room, by the way. Let's come back to Katie Fetters. She's our new intern. And Katie, you just came back. Is her mic on, by the way, Megan? You just came back from a study abroad to Spain.
Yes.
How long were you there for?
I was there since January, and I just got back. So a good 5 months.
Wow. A good 5 months?
Yeah. By chance, were you in Barcelona? I love Barcelona.
It's pretty funny that the Lisp is there, but they mostly like to speak Catalan, which is their regional language of Catalonia.
Were you there, though?
I was there, yes.
Isn't it a beautiful city?
Yes, it's beautiful.
The Gaudian architecture is extraordinary.
Yeah, I walked to school every day on Gran Via, and it was awesome. I loved it.
Yeah. And how long? You were there for since January.
Mm-hmm.
And first study abroad for you?
Well, I did a 2.5-week class last January in Argentina. The previous January,
mm-hmm.
for about 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And we built a sustainable, casita, a little adobe home. Wow. So that was really cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
What are you studying? You're going to graduate eventually from Soka University this year.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it you're getting your degree in?
Liberal arts.
Yeah.
With a concentration in humanities. So I'm
a very marketable degree.
I think so.
I think so.
Pretty well-rounded.
It does.
And they really take pride in, international studies. So that's why all of us have a mandatory study abroad and all these opportunities to travel as well. So.
It's a beautiful campus.
I love it.
Amazing awesome. Music concert hall they've got there.
Yeah, it's a great place to, it's a great learning environment. You know, you can sit up in the library and it looks like, I don't know, I equate it to the library in Beauty and the Beast. It's just this, they call it the grand reading room. It's mm-hmm. it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Is there like a little candelabra that walks around and hands you books and...
Be our guest. That would
None
be
of
nice.
That? No?
All the furniture come to life.
That'd be cool.
I don't think so.
No.
What do you want to do with the degree? Where are you expecting to go? Are you going to intern for us here at the radio station for the summer?
Mm-hmm.
And we're pleased about that. But what do you
we
want
hope
to do?
You have higher goals.
Yeah, besides. Yeah.
Not that that's not enough. Look at Megan. She's ready to cash in her chips right now.
Yeah. Yeah. One more show for
better.
Megan, right?
Two.
NY Schmoo, okay. Right? Who cares?
Yeah, whatever.
Is your mic on, Megan?
Yeah, it's on.
Okay, I can't hear.
Yeah.
What do you want to do with that?
Right now I'm not really sure. I still have a whole nother year, but mm-hmm. I think I'm really interested. I consider myself a writer first and foremost.
Yeah.
I do a lot of creative writing, but I also like to do a lot of just media studies almost. I'm really interested in the theory behind media, what's happening with the internet and how we're using media and how it's affecting us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's what I'm going to be writing a lot about this next coming year. So
that
that'll be really
great.
Interesting.
Good for you, yeah.
Thank you.
Well, we're excited to have you on the show and
Thanks.
Participate Good on any level here. You can. I coordinated, by the way, what are we doing over there?
Nothing.
I don't like what's going on over there. Megan and Robert are behind the engineering board doing some sort of something or other. I did a study abroad, by the way, with my wife for 30 students.
I've studied a lot abroad.
Uh-huh. About several years ago, and it was a challenge.
Yeah.
In the sense that we traveled for, I think it was 30 days. We went to Germany, Austria, Italy, and I don't know.
It's exhausting, isn't it?
It was exhausting, yeah. It was exhausting because we had 23 females
mm-hmm.
and 3 males.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't realize the drama that goes on in a dynamics like that.
Mm-hmm.
You were drowning in estrogen.
It was amazing. The only thing I did right on that trip was to bring my wife along because she was there to sort of deal with all the drama and all that sort of stuff. And anytime there were tears being shed, they would run to her and take care of all of that. But great experience overall in the end. You enjoyed studying abroad?
I loved it, yeah. I would probably do it again, but maybe give myself a little time to enjoy California and being back home with my family.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's all good. They actually, my entire family came out for the last 2 weeks of my stay, and we traveled around Europe together, so that was
wow.
Cool. Yeah,
what a good life you have.
I do. I love it.
Good for you, Robert. We got about 2 minutes left, although it seems like it's 5 till, but we got 2 minutes left. That what you're telling me, Megan? Talk to me. Hello.
Yep. Two minutes.
Robert, what do you got going on this week? You know, you're always an interesting guy. You've always got a lot to say. You're smart. You're intelligent. You're interesting.
I don't know who the hell you're talking to.
Uh-huh, exactly. What do you got going on for the next week? Anything fun or exciting we can talk about?
No, not really that I can talk about, but going to some baseball games. Some
what
retreats.
Baseball game are you going to?
The Angels.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have season tickets over there?
My firm does.
Your firm does, yeah?
They have these great seats right behind home base called the Diamond Club,
uh-huh.
and there are about 20 tables, and we have a table.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only way to see baseball.
Talk to me. How's that experience work? And
you get
are we
like
all,
white linen
when are we bringing the Radio Caravan show to that event?
I don't know. Let me know. We'll do a live broadcast.
that possible? We could do a live broadcast?
You get to watch Pulyos try and run around third and get called out every single time. Every time he rounds third, everyone's yelling, no, no.
Don't run to third.
Yeah, and Trout is just becoming the most extraordinary player in baseball today.
Yeah.
He's leading the All-Star voting by a very large margin.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Megan, can we do live broadcast, you know?
I know they do it from downstairs.
Right.
I mean, that requires taking expensive equipment to
a
baseball stadium.
But they continue to find amazing ways to lose. The other night, a walk-off grand slam. You know, if you're going to lose a game, why not in the bottom of the 10th inning, ahead by two,
right,
bring in a relief pitcher and give up a walk-off grand slam?
Explain a walk-off grand slam to people so they understand.
A walk-off anything is when it's the iconic, you hit the ball, you throw your hands in the air, and the game is over, meaning it's the bottom of that inning when the game is over, and all you got to do is walk around and you win. It's called a walk-off, so you walk off when you're done.
Yeah.
Normally, it's a single and an RBI. No, grand freaking slam.
A grand slam. Are we playing music to let us know it's time to exit?
Yeah, I was trying to be subtle, but we can talk about it on air.
It was very subtle. So it's time to go?
Very subtle.
Is that what you're telling us, Megan?
It is time to go.
Well, it's been a good funky
day. It's
been a good funky day, don't you think?
They're cutting us off.
Okay, well.
We've had enough tequila.
Brown, here we go.
We're cutting off the tequila. We're cutting the show. It's over, folks.
All right. Hey, this is...
happy first day of summer, everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good morning. It was fun to do. So thanks, Robert, for bringing all your energy to the table.
And the tequila.
And the tequila. Okay, this is Radio Caravan. I'm Scott Hayes, here with my co-host,
Robert Palmer.
And we're back next week. Lester Lee in the studio, anti-aging doctor, the preeminent anti-aging doctor. Next week in Megas, take it out of here with a little funk.
Have a good one, everybody.
You've been listening to Radio Caravan with Scott Hayes and Robert Palmer and reporter Megan Jamerson.